Yesterday we chanted, Jesus, let's get my problem. Let's see, what other song we have about the Quaker Charlie? Anyway, let's do the same song. Very quickly. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Doya Gauravu Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Doya Gauravu Uma Vinati Dayana Jagat Samsare Uma Vinati Dayana Jagat Samsare Patita Pavana De Tu Tavahata Atita Pavana Hitu Tavahavata Rao Moksama Patita Prabhu Napai Vayava Rao Moksama Patita Prabhu Napai Vayava Rao Aha Prabhu Nityananda Premananda Sukhe Aha Prabhu Nityananda Premananda Sukhe Kripa Balato Ame Baro Dukhe Doya Koro Sita Patti Advaita Gosalamai Abba Kripa Bole Pai Chaitanya Nitsalakarai Aha Swaru Sanna Sanna Rupa Raguna Aha Swaru Sanna
Sanna Rupa Raguna
Mata Joga Shri Jepa Prabhu Mukana Goya Kora Shriya Charya Prabhu Shri Balas Goya
Kora Shriya Charya
Ramachandra Sangamade Narottama Dalas Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Doya Kora Mohure
Krishna
Chaitanya Prabhu Doya Kora Mohure Toma Binate Dayalo Jagat Jai Om Vishnu Pad, Paramahansa, Paramahansacharya, Paramahansacharya, Sata Shri Shimad, His Divine Grace of Ayachatanana Bhaktivedanta, Goswami Mahashila Prabhupad Ki Jai, Iskan Soundaracharya Shila Prabhupad Ki Jai, Ananta Goti, Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai, Namacharya Shila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai, Prem se kaho shri krishna chaitanya Prabhu nityananda shri dvaita gadadhara shri vasati gaura bhakta vrinda ki jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Govinda Sayam Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavanam Ki Jai Majoranam Ki Jai Navadeetam Ki Jai Jagrata Sami Ki Jai Yamanamaya Ki Jai Shimani Vasi Devi Ki Jai Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Gaur Premananda Hari All glorious the assembled devotees. All glorious the assembled devotees. All glorious the assembled devotees. All glorious the Shri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Dvaitacharya Ki Jai. Okay, so today we tell more stories about Dvaitacharya. Okay? Om Ganesh Timiranda Shah Ganjana Shilakaya Chakshur Meditam Gena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So Advaitacharya is Mahavishnu. Remember that? I said that yesterday. Who is Mahavishnu? What does he do?
He breathes in and breathes out. Right
when
now
he's
breathing
out.
Yeah.
But if he breathes in, we're all dead.
We're all dead. And we go inside his body, right?
Yeah, we're going to be very.
And when he breathes out, we come out. All the universes come out like little bubbles. You ever blow bubbles before?
Yeah.
So that they start out small when you blow them. And they get bigger, right? You ever had a little blower? It gets bigger. So that's how the universe is, like a seed. And then it expands bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And then Mahavishnu enters each universe as what? There's another Vishnu. Garbhadaksha Vishnu. Because Garbha means like womb. So it's the womb of the universe. And he lies down in what ocean?
Milky ocean. Milk ocean.
No, the Garbha ocean. That's Shiradaksha Vishnu lies in the milk ocean. An island in the milk ocean. So he lies in the Garbhodak ocean, and that Garbhodak ocean comes from his sweat. Pretty interesting, isn't it? He sweats so much that the ocean fills up. So, and then after him, so who is his son, his first son? Who's Garbhodaksha Vishnu's first son?
Brahma.
How many heads does he have?
Four
in this universe. Another universe, he has millions of heads. And billions of heads. Can you imagine having many heads? Where would you put them all? So, and then the next Vishnu is what?
Shiradaksha
Vishnu, and he resides on the shore of the ocean of milk. And he also, where does he also live?
Heart.
Whose heart?
Uh-huh.
Everyone's heart. And also in every atom. Everywhere he lives. So if you had every living entity. If you had spiritual vision, you could see the Lord with four arms.
Even if it's that vision. Even if every small dust is
everywhere.
Every living dead being.
Every living being, everywhere.
Sarvatra.
He's everywhere. So, Advaitacharya is an incarnation of the Mahavishnu. Also, he's the Sadashiv. He's the source of Lord Shiva in this world. Okay. So, I already described about his birth and everything, but there was an interesting thing that happened when he was young. Once upon a time, his father took him to a temple of Durga. And you've seen Durga before? Remember we went to Vrindavan, there was this big Durga, she was riding on a tigress?
Yeah.
You remember, did you look out the window and see that?
Oh, like, you mean the lion.
Well, tigress.
It's a tiger, it's not a lion.
It's a tiger. Tiger and lion are very similar. But
just the tiger.
But don't tell that to the tiger. Don't tell
lion
that to the
has
tiger.
Like a
lion. Yeah, but she's supposed to ride on a tiger. So, and she carries a trident. You know what a trident is? That means 3 points. And with those 3 points, she's pointing at everybody and sticking it in everybody. And those three points are miseries from your body and mind, miseries from other people, other and animals too, and miseries from the material nature. Like it's too cold out. That's Durga doing that to you. Did you know that? So she's in charge of the material energy. So once upon a time, Kuvera Pandit, who was Dvaitacharya's father, took him to her Durga temple, and everyone offered obeisances. Om Namo Durgaya Namaha. And Dvaitacharya would not offer obeisances. Everybody else, Dvaitacharya was like 5 years old. He was a little younger than you. So he was 5 years old, and everyone was offering obeisances, and everyone was saying, Dvaita. Kamalaksha. It wasn't a Dvaita then, it was Kamalaksha. What does Kamalaksha mean? I told you.
Lotus eyes.
Lotus eyes. They said, why don't you offer obeisances? And he said, well, it'd be dangerous if I offered obeisances. Because she is actually related to me as my wife. And the husband shouldn't be offering obeisances to the wife. Of course, Vaishnavas, they always offer obeisances to each other. It's a different thing. But according to the strict Vedic culture, the wife should serve the husband, right? Of course, in Australia, does that happen? But with the Aussies, not with your family.
Yeah.
Really? I don't think so.
He
doesn't know about Aussies. In the Aussies, it's the opposite. The husband serves the wife. Mm-hmm. The husband offers obeisances to the wife. So, but in the strict Vedic culture, the wife is actually called Priya, and the husband is called Pati Dave. Remember we talked about Kroorpati the other day? Remember?
I am
Kroorpati. We are Kroorpati. Pati means like Lord. So the wife would always say to the husband, Swami also. You know what Swami means?
Yes.
What does it mean?
Lord
means master. It says, Swami, Master, Prabhu. And so the wife and the husband would never offer obeisances to the wife because he was the boss. So with the Dvaitacharya, he's the, considered in one sense to be the husband of Durga. So he didn't offer obeisances to Durga at all. And he was only 5 years old. And he told the people, he said, if I offer obeisances to Durga, you're going to all be in trouble. There's going to be a big explosion here. So they kept insisting, you got to offer obeisances to Durga, you got to offer obeisances to Durga. And he said, all right, I warned you, here's what's going to happen. So he offered obeisances to Durga Devi, and guess what? The deity went, boom, exploded. Oh. He got scared. The battery went out of it. But you're recording with the other camera, right?
That's what we just did.
Oh. Okay. So we'll put ourselves on hold. Pause. We'll push the pause button.
Okay. Can
you say that boom part
again? Okay, I'll do the boom part. I got scared.
He ran away. Alright, so what happened? Alright, let's go back to the story. So Dvaitacharya, so the people were saying, you gotta offer obeisances to the deity, you gotta offer obeisances, it's great offense. He said, if I do it, you're gonna all be in trouble. The deity's gonna catch fire and explode. And so they said, No, come on, you little kid, you know, who do you think you are? You know, you think you're Vishnu? And he said, yes. But then they kept pushing. All right. And they pushed him down on the ground and said, all right, you got to offer obeisances. And all of a sudden, when he offered obeisances, the deity split and went, boom! All over the place. And they said, wow, he's a very special child. So that's happened when he was 5 years old. So later on, Later on, it's interesting. I told you the story about the Shatapatra yesterday. That means, you know, remember the Shatapatra story? That means when someone in your family dies, every year you have a ceremony. It's called Shata. And you offer food to Krishna. And then the best of the Brahmanas you offer. What do you offer? The remnants. The remnants of the food. It's a special food. It's like sweet rice and all sorts of different things. And there's a whole ceremony. I don't know if they do it in North India, but in South India, what they do is they actually take their Brahmin thread, put it on one side, and change to the other side. You don't do that in North India. But South India, it's quite much more elaborate. You've heard about this before?
Yeah.
You've seen this before. They take the Brahmin thread, which is normally here on the left side, and they actually change the sides while they're doing the ceremony, and then put it back again. It's a very elaborate ceremony, the Shada ceremony. And it goes sometimes like for 2 hours, and then they feed the best of the Brahmins. So what happened, Dvaitacharya, I'll tell more details in the story. He saw Haridas Thakur there, and Haridas Thakur, he said to Haridas Thakur, come take prasad. And Haridas Thakur said, no way, I'm not a Brahmin. You know, I'm born in a, what family? Muslim family. And so Dvaitacharya grabbed him and drug him into the house and said, sit down and eat. And Haridas Thakur said, all right, because you're ordering, I have to eat. So he ate the food. At the same time, there were all these other Brahmins out there that were extremely upset. Because the Brahmins generally are thinking, I'm a Brahmana.
Isn't it?
I'm a Brahmana. That's why, you know, this whole concept of caste consciousness came. Because the Brahmanas, they thought you could only be a Brahmana if what?
If you're born
in a Brahmin family, like if you had the name Trivedi or Chaturvedi or Dvivedi or Shah or Sharma. I remember I was in Fiji one time, and there was some funeral ceremony. And the head of the Brahmanas, they actually have a Brahmin Shabda. They have a union. Did you know that? And the head of the union, you know, the organization, he has to certify you're going to be a Brahmin. So he walked in and they said, Mr. Sharma's coming! And everyone went, oh, stood up, Sharma. And actually he looked like Satya Sai Baba. You know, and he looked like he just, actually it smelled like he just smoked some cigarettes before he walked in. Because you could smell cigarettes on people, you know, after they've smoked.
Yes.
So he walked in and I was just, huh? I said, this is so much caste consciousness. It's because he's called Sharma. So anyway, so all these Sharmas and Trivedis and Chaturvedis and all these people, Shahs, they were all waiting outside and they thought they were going to be invited in by Haridas Thakur. Because they thought, you know, I'm the best of the Brahmins. Another one was thinking, I'm the best of the Brahmanas. Me! And so none of them were invited, and he invited in a Muslim. And this drove them crazy. Yeah, drove them crazy. They were thinking, this is insane. Dvaitacharya has lost his mind. And so they all just went off and protest. You know, they were going to start an industrial action, as they say. Or a strike. That's what you say. In Australia, it's interesting, you say a strike is... In another, you say strike. In Australia, you say industrial action. There's different, or in England, too, it's the same thing. India, probably it's the same thing. Industrial action. Or here they actually block the roads. They take all the trucks and they block the roads so you can't move, like the truck drivers do that. So the Brahmins were ready to do it. Then they thought for a few minutes. They said, well, maybe we're making a mistake. Because we remember when Haridas Thakur was a kid, he offered obeisances and what happened? You remember the story? I just told it.
The
Durga
Deity just exploded.
The Durga Deity just exploded. So they said, all right. So they started shaking. Because people are also in India very much concerned about making offenses.
But why did the Deity explode?
Because Durga did not want her husband to offer obeisances to her. So she said, I'm going away.
This is not proper, offering basins. My husband offering basins is to me. So, so they were very concerned about offenses. And Indian people are very, very concerned about offenses. Sometimes we were at Radhakund, and the pandas who you saw before, if you refuse to give them a donation or engage them, they'll say, you're committing an offense against the Brajabasi. And then, you're going to go to hell. And everybody starts getting nervous. And then also, in Fiji, and actually in India too, they're very, very nervous about offending the demigods sometimes. Sometimes when people join the Hare Krishna movement, and they don't worship the demigods anymore, and if the person gets a little sick, the parents will say to them, you got sick because you offended Ganesh by not worshiping him, or offended Durga, whatever deity the family was worshiping. You seen that happen before? So there's a lot of like guilt trip and fear. Of course, one should be afraid of committing offenses, which is fine against Advaita Acharya. So anyway, that's an interesting story, right? So here's some more stories about Advaita Acharya. Once upon a time, Lord Chaitanya took sannyas. How old was Lord Chaitanya when he took sannyas? I said that yesterday.
24.
Very young. I took sannyas at 27 or something like that. So 24, he took sannyas, and he immediately wanted to go where?
Janampuri.
No. Where do you want to go immediately? Vrindavan. So he and Lord Nityananda and some other associates, they started to follow the path of the Ganges to Vrindavan, to Delhi, first of all, then to Vrindavan. But then, Lord Nityananda didn't want him to go to Vrindavan. Lord Nityananda wanted him to see his mother and Advaita Acharya first. So Lord Nityananda told some coward boys, there were coward boys there who were chanting Hare Krishna on the path. And so he told the coward boys, when Lord Chaitanya asked which is the way to Vrindavan, you tell him the way to Shantipur. You lie to him. So Lord Chaitanya asked them, which is the way to Vrindavan? And so they said, you know, that way, instead of that way. So he went along there, and then when they traveled for some distance, they came to the Ganges. And when they saw the Ganges, Lord Nityananda said, this is what?
Yamuna.
This is Yamuna. And so at that point, Lord Chaitanya jumped into it and started in ecstasy. He didn't even change his clothes or anything like that. He didn't even have a second set of clothes. He only had one set of clothes because he left his home sneaking out in the middle of the night. You know, he didn't have time to pack his bags. It's like when you came here to India, you came with big bags, right? Sometimes when a sannyasi travels, he should travel just very light. And originally, the sannyasis, when they took sannyas, they would just travel with a kamandalu. You know what kamandalu is? Like a loader, big loader with a handle. And that's it. And their beads, of course. And maybe a danda. And that's it. And no food with them or anything like that. Nowadays, the sannyasis, they travel with a lot of food, bags full of food, nuts, and everything. Kali Yuga sannyasis, right? Like me. So, but in those days, so Lord Chaitanya had no other clothes. So he jumped in the river and he was so much ecstasy. But then when he got to the middle of the river, he saw Advaita Acharya in a boat. And he said to Advaita Acharya, what are you doing in Vrindavan? How did you know I was in Vrindavan? And then it was revealed to Lord Chaitanya that this was actually Shantipur, not Vrindavan. And then Advaita Acharya explained to him that actually you were bathing in the Yamuna because what happens at the Tribeni?
The Ganga and Yamuna mix.
The Ganga, Yamuna, and there's another river too.
Saraswati.
The Saraswati River is like a hidden river, you can't see it. Mm-hmm. But the satellites were able to see the ancient bed of the Saraswati River. So that river is a real river. That's where the Vedic civilization was situated along. In the Saraswati River. So actually Lord Chaitanya was bathing on the side of the Ganga where the Saraswati was flowing. So it wasn't a lie. And so then Advaitacharya offered Lord Chaitanya another set of clothes. Lord Chaitanya put on that set of clothes and went to Advaitacharya's house to take prasadam. And that house, and I told part of the story yesterday, Advaitacharya and Advaitacharya's wife was, what was her name?
Sita.
Sita. And Advaitacharya is therefore known as what?
Sitapati.
Sitapati. Just like you're known as Krorpati. Sitapati.
I'm not Krorpati.
And Ravana is Lankapati, right?
I just have 20 rupees.
Ravana wanted to become Sitapati. But he couldn't. He didn't. He was Krorpati. Lankapati. So, alright, so Lord Chaitanya went to the house, he sat down, took prasadam, he said, just give me very simple boiled vegetables. And then Advaitacharya gave him very opulent food, and he gave the opulent food to Lord Nityananda. But what did Lord Nityananda say?
Too little.
He said, I have been fasting for several days, and I'm hoping to break my fast. And what you're giving me today is not even a morsel. What's a morsel? That's a new word for you. A morsel means like a very, very tiny, like if you give someone 1 grain of rice, that's a morsel of rice. So I was hoping to break my fast, but you didn't even give me a morsel. And Advaitacharya said, just be quiet. You reject Paramahamsa. Paramahamsa means like the topmost personality, topmost swan, Hamsa. And so reject means you've been rejected. You know what rejected means? It means nobody wants you. When you say someone's rejected, that means nobody wants them or someone doesn't want them. So you reject Paramahamsa. Just be quiet and eat. Behave yourself. And Lord Nityananda did what? Do you remember, Keshe? He threw the rice on the floor and stuck on the body of Advaitacharya, and Advaitacharya started dancing. He said, now I become contaminated and been mad by the touch of this rice. So anyway, so that happened. That's another story. And of course, Lord Chaitanya remained in the house of Advaitacharya for many days, and it was arranged at that point that Mother Sachi came and saw Lord Chaitanya. Who was Mother Sachi? Who's her son?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
That's right. Very good. So Mother Sachi came and saw and cooked for Lord Chaitanya for all those days. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What's that? I'm running away from class. So then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to his mother, please forgive me that I've taken sannyas. This is crazy. You just tell me where I should live. So Lord Chaitanya was always an obedient servant of his mother. It's interesting. And so his mother said, you should live in where?
Jagannath
Puri. In that way, I'll always be able to hear news from you or about you. So Lord Chaitanya therefore went to Jagannath Puri. Okay, so that's one story. Let's see what other stories we have, because we don't have much time. Oh yeah, this is an interesting story. When it was time for Lord Chaitanya to leave the planet, Advaitacharya wanted to send him a message that it was time to leave the planet. So he gave his message to a person named Jagadananda Pandit. Jagadananda was the incarnation of Satchabhama. Jagadananda, sometimes he would argue with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You know the story? One time he brought Lord Chaitanya sandalwood oil. You know what sandalwood oil is? Like to put on the deities? So he wanted Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to have sandalwood oil. Why sandalwood oil?
Keeps you cool
on the brain, so he wanted to rub on the brain. But Lord Chaitanya refused to accept the sandalwood oil. Why? Because a sannyasi is not supposed to put perfume on. What would you do if you walked into the temple and there was all the sannyasis, they had perfume on?
You would stink.
Yes, it would stink. But what would you think? That's if that rhymes. It would stink, but what would you think?
What kind of sannyasis?
What kind of sannyasis is this?
Yeah, what are these sannyasis doing?
Like, if you came in my room and saw all this French perfume and all these little bottles of perfume, and every morning I was going like that. Well, he's not a sannyasi. He can do that. But sannyasis are not supposed to do stuff like that. So anyway, so Lord Chaitanya said, if I put on this sandalwood pulp and sandalwood oil, then people will think I'm a Dari sannyasi. That means a sannyasi who just keeps ladies, and the sannyasi is not bona fide a sense gratifier. And so he said to Jagadananda, you should give this sandalwood oil to Lord Jagannath. And what did Jagadananda do?
Argued.
He what?
Argued with him.
He argued, and what did he do with the sandalwood oil?
Put it on him?
No. He took the pot of sandalwood oil and smashed it on the ground and said, who said I brought sandalwood oil? And walked away, locked himself in his room for 3 days, didn't come out, didn't eat, didn't drink for 3 days, and he was like a, what did they say, a hussy fit. I don't know. You know what that is?
Hissy
fit. Hissy or hussy, whatever. I'm not that expert about these things. You know, he just like, was in a deep depression. At that time, they didn't have any antidepressant pills. So he was just like, hissy. I see how much I know about this. Hussy is something different. Anyway, so he was just
like,
he said, I'm not coming out. But then Lord Chaitanya said to him, Jagannanda, please come out. I'm hungry. You should cook for me. And so Jagannanda came out and cooked for him. And Lord Chaitanya said, oh, whatever you cook tastes very good, even if you're in an angry mood. So that's Jagannanda Pandit. So anyway, so Jagannanda Pandit was sent by Advaita Charya. Oh, another time Jagannanda Pandit wanted to make a bet for Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya refused, because the sannyasi is supposed to sleep on the floor. Of course, Kali Yuga is a little different. So anyway, so Jagannanda Pandit was given a message from Advaita Charya. And that message was a riddle. You know what a riddle is?
Yeah.
A riddle is something that's hard to figure out what it means. So here's the riddle. Tell Lord Chaitanya that I pay him 1,000,000 obeisances and I humbly submit to him the following. Tell him the madman has now gone mad. That everyone has gone mad. Tell the madman they are no longer selling rice in the market. Tell the madman that the crazies are no longer good for anything. Tell the madman that this is what the madman said. I read that again. That's really funny. Tell the Lord that I pay him 1,000,000 obeisances and I humbly submit to him the following. Tell the madman that everyone has gone mad. Tell the madman that they are no longer selling rice in the market. Tell the madman that the crazies are no longer good for anything. Tell the madman that this is what the madman said. That's from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And so this was actually Advaita Charya saying that everybody has become intoxicated with love of God, and no one is buying it anymore because everyone's intoxicated. So no one is doing any material duty, so now it's time to leave this world. So the purpose that you have been called to the earth for by Advaita Charya is now ended. Now it's time to go back to the spiritual world. So when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this, he became very sober and he said, Advaita Charya is like a Brahmin who calls the deity and then he sends the deity away. So he called for Lord Chaitanya and then he was sending Lord Chaitanya away, and then shortly after that Lord Chaitanya entered into the deity of Tota Gopinath, of your sword, and left this world, at least to our vision, he left this world. But Lord Chaitanya is still present in Srila Prabhupada's movement in the Sankirtan mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Okay, and now it's time for pilgrimage. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada Advaita Charya.